Welcome to episode 37 of the Voices of Boyle podcast. Today we have two very, very special guests. I've been dying to get this pair onto the podcast since the day we started. Leslie and Denise have been friends since they were toddlers and they've grown up together, they've went to school together, and now they're still the best of friends in adulthood. And this pair will just give you that belly laugh that we all need every once in a while. So without further ado, here is my chat with Les and Denise. Welcome to the Voices of Boyle, Les and Fizz.
Thanks, Flora.
Great to have you.
Thanks for asking us.
Very welcome. Well, when I said to a few people that you were going to come out this evening for a cup of tea and a chat, and they were like, I'll definitely listen to them too. They should have their own show.
I think only when we've had the few drinks, yeah. Really.
Oh, Becca, we should replace the tea with something else. Well, either way, it's great to have you.
Thanks, and
we're going to go back on some of the old, old memories. I'll test your memory now and see what you can remember. So this morning I thought we'll go right back to primary school and some of the memories from going to Squelin and Angle Nifa. So let's start with, I suppose, I'm just going to say some random things and you can just say what you think or do you remember it. So the first thing I thought of was the milk trays in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
So
in the basin.
In the basin.
On the wall, wasn't it?
Did we have to pay for them or no? Because I can't remember.
Oh, you did, Denise.
Yeah, you did. What are you laughing at?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I don't know how much it was or was it, but yeah, you did have to. Yeah. And then if somebody was missing, the strawberry milk. If somebody was missing, then their milk was given out to somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you remember, they were ice cold as well. I loved the strawberry milk.
Yeah, the strawberry one is the one I liked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd hear them being left out. Was it at break time around 11 o'clock? You'd hear them being dropped outside the door. Or were they left inside the door?
They were inside one.
Yeah.
No, were they not left in the little basins?
In the grey little basin.
In the grey basin outside.
Mm.
On the wall, I thought. We all have different memories at the moment.
Yeah. You're in a different class than me now.
Yeah.
And do you remember... what's her name? Remember we used to be all waiting for it to come knocking on the door.
Mrs. Flynn, was it?
Yeah. For the soup.
Oh,
yeah.
For the soup. Yes.
I actually had her written down as well. Wasn't she brilliant, Mrs. Flynn?
She was.
And when you'd be sent down to the kitchen then
down the hallway with the soup.
Yeah. You'd be waiting in the classroom. Oh, it's nearly time now. She's going to come knocking.
Yeah.
I hope I get called today.
Yeah. Who's going to be called for the soup? Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. And it was the nicest soup ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I think it was just such a novelty, because obviously for your normal lunch, well, for me anyway, it was like jam sandwiches ham sandwiches. So to get something warm.
Yeah. Was a bonus.
I remember, I don't know about you. You used to get brought up to the nuns' convent. Did any of you ever go up? I used to throw my lunch in the bin to get going up.
Nice, that's terrible.
So I'd be brought up. I did.
Oh, God, I remembered that actually.
Yeah, I never
went up. I don't remember being there, but I remember now that you say it, some people have been going up to the convent.
Yeah. Wasn't that my mother didn't send in a lunch rat?
Oh, it was the foul Denise put it in the bin.
Shocking poor Trish.
Yeah. For the ham sandwiches.
Up in the convent, you got
ham sandwiches and you got an apple. Was it Jane from the jam?
Denise, you were hacking the system. I didn't know now you'd get the ham sandwiches instead of the jam.
You see, I didn't tell everyone, Flor.
Oh, God, yeah, but the warmth of the kitchen even to go up for the soup, and Miss Flynn was always so lovely. It was like a home kitchen.
She was like a mother.
She
was lovely.
She was lovely. And the teachers as well, like you'd have great fond memories the teachers.
Who had we? Oh, you weren't in my class, Les. Flora, who had we? We had Miss Queenan, wasn't it? Una Queenan.
Yeah, Miss Byrne.
Playing the accordion is what we'd know Miss Byrne for. Yeah. The accordion.
And the triangle things. What do you mean?
Yeah, the triangles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else did we have? Sharon Hunt.
Yeah, Sharon Hunt.
Who's still there.
Yeah, she was lovely.
Sister Richard.
Sister Richard.
No, that wasn't Sister Richard in...
Or no, Sister Mary.
Sister Mary.
Back in our day, you had Miss McDermott Rowe in
junior
infants. Yeah. And then there was...
Miss Tonroy.
Yes.
She was senior.
Yeah. Mrs. Connolly. She had some seniors as well.
Yeah, she had as well.
Then you had Sister Mary up in the corner. She was second class though, wasn't she?
Was she?
And she'd say the prayers every morning. Remember, you had to do the
I never
prayers.
Had her for second now. I had Miss Byrne for second.
Did you? Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that was the first corridor. Then down the long corridor, yeah, you had Mrs. Byrne. You had Miss Sharon, Mrs. Hunt.
Miss McCran.
Mrs. McCran.
Yeah. Miss Costello.
She was fifth, yeah.
Yeah. And that was it then.
That was it.
Who was the principal? Sister Mary.
Sister Mary Teresa. Yeah. And I remember going in the odd morning, you'd be very early, you know, you'd go around the back of the school because that's where everyone went in. Mm. And if Sister Mary Teresa was late, you'd see her coming over at the back. We'd be watching all the time. Is she coming? Is she coming? And she'd arrive with this big key. And you'd be delighted then to know you were the first one in the whole school that day. Yeah, Sister Mary Teresa was lovely as well. And remember the wardens? Were you on the wardens?
Yeah, my team was Thurses. We actually won to get on to the...
Did you do the Ireland competition?
Yeah, no, we never won the All-Ireland.
Ah.
But we got through to, I don't know where it was held, but it was a great day. A great experience.
The competition, like?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Thursday's team, I think we were.
No, we never got that far. No.
I still have the medal, actually, from the big stop medal from doing it, like. Yes. Do you know, it was brilliant. Brilliant day out.
And who was in charge of that back then? Was it Mrs. Hunt? Or
was it?
Who was in charge? I think Miss Hunt was ahead of
us.
But I think different teachers kind of took charge different day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And can you remember, Les, what position you were in? Was it the side?
I can't remember now, Flora. Yeah. I think it was the side. I know it was my team, Zara Byrne, Andrea McCran, Tracy Morris. There are a few I can remember that was on the team with me, like.
Because I think there was more... I think that was one of the positions like them were. And she said most of the.
Yes, the cross, the road.
Yes,
and, yeah.
She said all the big lines. And then there was the assistant were, and she was at the back. And I think she was the one that said, left.
You have a great memory because I can't remember.
You were on the team.
I was on the team. Leslie.
You obviously didn't care very much for your team then.
I was still half asleep.
You didn't take it very seriously, Fizz.
Not like me.
No, that's why we didn't get any competition.
And then from the wardens, do you remember the excitement of the TV stand coming into the room on a Friday? Mm-hmm. Being rolled. Do you not remember that, Fizz?
I vaguely remember it coming in, but everyone was so excited to see the telly coming in, like, because you knew you wouldn't be doing any work.
I do.
I remember the teachers then would be like popping their heads in. Are you nearly finished? Or I'll drop it into you, Nick.
Yeah. Oh, no, I do. I don't think they do that nowadays.
Yeah. Well, they probably, well, forgive me, they probably watch too much telly at home. Yeah, they want to give them a break.
Yeah.
But, the magic of that. Yeah, getting to know you'd watch a bit of telly and the lights would go off and the blinds would go down. And yeah. Sure, it was brilliant. Yeah. I don't remember what we were watching.
I think
some of
us fell asleep.
Yeah. Oh, you probably would with the heat of the place.
Yeah.
And then the games in the yard. Can you remember? I was trying to remember some of them this morning. What I wrote down was basketball, obviously.
Yeah, we all.
And then... I remember a game called The Big Ship Sails on the Alley.
I remember that.
And I think everyone had to hold hands or something, and you had to make a train, and one person had to have their hand up against the wall,
and
the trail
had to go
in under the person's arm.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
I vaguely remember that one, but I remember the song.
Yeah.
What other ones?
Sing it there for us.
We might do that at the end.
Yeah. What other ones was there?
We used to do the things with the hands.
Oh,
yeah. I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't there another one? What was that one? Roy Rover, Roy Rover.
Yeah.
I think we used to play that up in Plunkett Avenue, though. Remember? Yeah. With all the lads. There was a load of us.
Yeah, you'd have to say, so there was two teams and you'd have to say five aside or whatever, and everyone had hold hands.
Someone would try and burst through.
Oh,
on
that was it,
and
yeah.
You'd have to call Roy Rover, we call Leslie over. Yeah. And then Leslie would have to run through.
And burst through.
Yeah. But if you didn't get through, didn't you stay on our team then?
Yeah, to join the other
team. It was a brilliant
time. Yeah. And if
then,
you got through then, you could go back to your own team.
Oh, I thought we played that in school.
No.
Yeah.
That would have been too rough.
Probably too rough. Yeah. And another one I remember, but I can't, this is all the memory I have of it, is like there was two teams and you put all the jumpers or jackets in the middle of the two teams. And then one person from each team had to go over and like you were circling around the jackets. And then when somebody said something, you had to grab the jacket and get back to your own team.
I know the one you're on about, yeah. But I just can't think of the name.
I can't remember the name of it. That's all I can remember.
And
but
I can picture us actually now playing it, but I just can't think of the name of it.
I think that got a bit rough too, though, because you were kind of just dragging the other person back.
Maybe Lawrence was going in all guns blazing, get out of my way.
Maybe that's why I can't remember too much detail. Maybe we weren't allowed to play it at all.
There was a stop put to it.
It didn't last long.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, what time is it, Mr. Wolf?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
I think they still play that, though.
That's a good game,
yeah.
though.
Yeah,
because
I see my little
them.
One playing that. No, they definitely still play that.
Ah, does she, Denise? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, her and her friends, yeah.
Yeah. And what did you say then? It was like, oh, it's 3 o'clock. You take three steps.
Yeah, you take three steps.
And then it's dinner time.
Yeah.
There's one person on as the wolf, isn't it?
The
and
wolf.
They have their back turned.
And they say, what time is it, Mr. Wolf?
Yeah.
And he say, it's 3 o'clock. And they go three steps forward.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm.
That was a good one, actually.
Good times, yeah.
And then what else did I have down? Oh, some of the books. So I was thinking of the Anne and Barry's. Now, this was very early on. The Anne and Barry.
Your infants or something.
Yeah. And Busy at Maths was the maths book. I remembered that. And I wouldn't mind. I remember this and I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning. And then Bun Gabor was one of the Irish ones.
Yeah.
And then Áthas was another Irish one. And if you remember, that was Nelly the Elephant, Re-Raw.
Oh, God.
Mickey was the monkey.
Now we know who was paying attention.
But I'll tell you, I'll show you afterwards the picture and I guarantee you it'll jog some memories. Yeah, I remember that.
The first one you mentioned, I could see the picture of it.
Anne and Barry.
Yeah, but I just can't remember doing it in school. Mm. I know I did, but now me and Irish are.
Yeah. But I'll show you afterwards and I'll attach it to the notes on the podcast, and I guarantee you, once you see it, you'll be like, oh, yeah,
yeah.
And the even though I never got them because, again, you had to pay for these, was the the little books that came in every year
at Christmas, no,
yeah, the Shiamsa and the notebooks, they were like big, thick books, and they had puzzles in them.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Remember, those was the Shiamsa and something else.
With the snow mountains on it, I can picture it right
now. And it was like, who signed up for
the Christmas annual thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember those, but yeah.
It was all money back then.
Again.
And it's still all money now.
Yeah.
Hasn't changed.
If that, it's more.
And you get less. And then I just have down here the communion and confirmation, but I didn't really think about that. But I remember, Fizz, you were in my class for communion, weren't you? Yeah. Did we have Mrs. Byrne for communion?
We had, yeah.
Remember the day after when you could come in and you could wear your dress?
Oh, your dress, yeah.
And everyone would wear their dress in, and the lads would have their little suits on or whatever. The magic, you know, walking to school with the dress on.
You felt like a princess.
You did,
yeah.
I remember that day, actually.
They don't allow that, though, anymore.
Do they, Nosh? They don't do that anymore.
I'm trying to remember, and Kendra only met her last year.
They went back to the school.
Yeah, but the next day.
Because I know when Sasha met hers through COVID, she wasn't even able to make it with the boys.
Oh, no way.
Sasha met hers the Saturday and the boys were the Sunday.
Oh.
And it was only myself and Aaron able to go. No grandparents, nothing. Like, so it was completely different for her, like, you know.
And did she get to make it with all the other girls from the
class? All the other girls in the class,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. So she missed out, really.
She missed out, yeah.
Oh, that'll be a big party for the confirmation then.
Oh, well, she's off to over to London to the cousins for it, like, you know, just...
Ah, for a break. Ah, that's lovely. Oh, yeah, that would break your heart during COVID. Mm. They missed out on so much, you know. And you had all the events and things like that. They really did. Yeah. Even just spin away from their friends and things like that.
Yeah.
Ah, poor Sasha.
Yeah. Oh, no, she's grand now. Yeah,
she'll have a good confirmation.
She will, surely.
Because, it was the magic of wearing in the dress the next day. Because you got a second outing in it. You know, and you could see everyone else's as well, and what the headpieces and the little bags.
Do you remember the plays we used to do?
Oh, they were brilliant, weren't they? The Christmas plays.
I have a good memory of that, but I don't think I can see it.
What, the nativity play?
Yeah.
Go on ahead.
Tabs and Colin. They were made angels.
No, Colin was Joseph and Helena was Mary.
Yeah.
Remember that, actually. Tabs was made an
angel.
Denise,
he cried.
Oh, you could see
the whole time.
Why?
Because he was an angel.
Why did they make him an angel?
There's boys angels as well, you know.
Well, I know.
Oh, yeah. Right. All you could see throughout the video. Do you remember that? Yeah. The video playback, and all you could see was Tabs in the background bawling his head.
Yeah.
And all us girls just belting it out. Oh, I remember that.
Were you an angel then?
Oh, I was an angel and I still am, Flora.
I was a servant and I still am. Yeah, because there's actually pictures of that. I think it was in the Roscommon Herald afterwards or something.
Yeah, Mam still has it at home,
Colin is Joseph.
Yeah, and Helena Casey was Mary, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then in the background then, there's me and Bernie at the front, two little servants. with tea towels on her head or something. And then there was Karen Purcell, Kieran... Kieran, I can't remember his second name. And then three or four more.
Anya Cummins, wasn't she in our class?
Yeah. Oh, poor Tabs, though. I remember that. Shock. Yeah. And you had the foil wings. Remember the wings?
Oh, yeah.
And they had the little elastic and the foil at the back, the tin foil.
And then Santi would come after the play.
But it was magical back then because it was actually in the school, in the hall.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then I think when they moved it to the church it kind of lost some of the magic.
Yeah.
Because I remember afterwards as well, when it was finished, you go down to your class, you know, everyone would be sent down to their class and they'd have potatoes and
treats.
Little drinks to
treats,
have. Ah, they were great memories, the nativity place.
Oh, I loved it. I loved the lead up to it because you got out of class to practice.
All the hymns. And remember then the hot air balloons. I was just have this written down because before I pressed record, Les was telling me that this happened to Aaron as well. They came in one day and it must have been September because they always came around September, I think. And they were giving out these tickets to the kids to go up in the hot air balloons. And I never won anything before it or since. But I won a ticket on the day to go up in the hot air balloon. And it was like winning the lotto. I was like, oh my God, you're going to get up in these things. And we were all lined up outside. Aaron was probably in the same line as me. And next thing, oh, it's too windy. We can't go up. Well, I'm still haunted by it. But then we got out and sure, you'd be watching them then from the yard the other times that it actually did go ahead. You'd be watching them from the yard. Wasn't it just magical, the hot air balloons?
Forest Park, they took off from, wasn't it?
Yeah, but when they used to come to the school, did they take off from school, Flark? They did blow them up in the school because I remember.
Yeah, I think they did. They used to in the yard, but they'd be gone then. But I think only one or two of them did and the rest were out in the park. And you'd see them then, the Fanta. I remember the big Fanta like the fan to can.
Why did they stop all that though? That went on for years.
It was something to do with, I think, insurance in the end or something like that. But they are actually doing it now up in, because I looked up last year, I was like, it'd be class to see them in Birr Castle. They do it in September. But Boyle had it for years.
Yeah. They used to have it.
Yeah. They were brilliant. It was brilliant looking at them. Not getting up in them.
Standing at the ground. Oh, my dream is gone.
I never came back. So I think, oh, Smiley's mum, actually, I had just written down here, Smiley's mum, is it Etna?
Etna, yeah.
She used to come in with the mouthwash. I remember we'd all be told, oh, the dentist is coming, the dentist
the fear of God will be in you.
And you'd be petrified. And she'd go around with these little cups. I have little plastic little cups, like a shot, like a shot
glass stuff in it, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you'd have to spit it. You'd have to rinse your mouth and then spit it out.
Yeah, and then the smell of it used to make me sick.
Mm.
Oh, I remember that.
And you're still getting sick today from your shots
from the shot glass. Yeah. And I think that's it with primary school girls. You have no other memories stand out that you can think of.
No, not really. Mm. Well, I do remember, were you in my class for Sister, was it Sister Mary we had in junior, senior, first class?
It could have been. I think there was two first classes, Denise. I think there was.
Remember, and the altar went on fire.
Yeah.
In the school?
Yeah. Yeah, we were doing, every morning we used to do the prayers. And was it Sister Mary?
Sister Mary Sister Mary Cuddy was her name.
And she used to light the candle. Mm. And we were saying the prayers and the next thing the altar went up in flames.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not funny, like.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing for?
Edit that.
That's staying in now. Oh, I remember the panic. I actually wasn't in the class. I think I was I was in Mrs. Burns' class, but I remember the panic.
Yeah.
The altar's on fire. The altar's on fire.
That was funny.
Good old days, Denise.
Oh, Flor, if only I could go back.
And what's it like now? Because you have Kendra. How old is Kendra?
Kendra's 8, going on 9.
So she's in Squell and Angle Nefa as well. Yeah. And Sasha then, Les.
She's 6th class now, Flor.
6th class. Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
And have you another girl then, Denise?
Sarah,
And what class
she's
is she in?
She's in 1st class.
That's gas. So they're living now the memories that we're talking about. Oh, well, shut up, Florence.
Imagine. I don't think it's the same.
No.
I think times have changed. Not, since
technology has kind of taken over big time. I know.
Do they still even have, you know, the biscuit tins? Well, this was actually further on. So Sasha, probably Kendra, should be having them if they were living the same days as us. The biscuit tins. Remember, you'd bring in the USA. Baskets.
Yeah. Mm. No biscuit tins. Imagine.
No, Sasha doesn't need, they don't need that now.
Do you remember that? Mm. Biscuit tins for 200 bucks.
And we'd have them covered in the wallpaper.
And it was brilliant. The books and all were covered in wallpaper.
We didn't care. It was like, that was the novelty back then, wasn't it?
And you'd have the big ones at the back and then
get so neatly
all
done
the way down.
Yeah.
And your little notebooks then at the front.
I remember that.
Yeah. That's gas though now that they're in primary school.
Yeah. But you see a difference of when they're with them now compared to when we were in primary school. Mm. It's nothing the same. Mm. Now the schools are coming together.
That's right. Mm. Yeah. So are they extending the girls' school then?
No.
Now
from what I heard, I don't know how true it is, but say for example, junior infants say to first class or second class and stay in the girls' school. And then from 3rd class to 6th, they'll go to the boys.
Oh, right.
I think now that's talk, but you're no email really has come out or anything, so nobody knows.
I heard that actually. Well, that would be a big change because the boys' school was always a boys' school.
But you see, they get hot dinners as well.
Whereas
the girls don't.
That's right.
So when they do come together, I think it'll be the same for both, I think. I'm not sure. But sure, the uniform and all. We always had the brown uniform.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. The wine uniform.
The new uniform is lovely.
Wine. Florence.
And what are they wearing now? Blue. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's all new this year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But they all have to be in it, I think, by when? 24, 25?
Yeah, I think so.
I liked the wine. It was the boil colours.
Yeah. What's your now?
Yeah. All changed since our day, girls.
Oh, yeah.
Only feels like yesterday. So the next thing we're going to go on to now, and this will be really reeling in the years, is the crack we used to have up around Tarman and Plunkett Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
So we all used to obviously play together, and there'd be another great gang of Ashley and Zara and all the girls, Bernie.
Oh, God,
and
I can picture us all now.
Yeah, great Tara. There was a mighty gang of us.
There was a mighty gang of us, wasn't there?
Helena.
Brida Flynn, Mairdy.
Yeah. Rosie.
Jenny O'Rourke.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine.
Yeah.
God, there was a lot, wasn't there?
Oh, there was a mighty gang of us. Yeah. And some of the memories I have is Rounders, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Up
in the Plunkett Avenue.
Yeah, in the playground at the back.
Full.
Oh, full. Rounders was brilliant.
Well, I think we played that nearly every day.
Yeah.
Without fail, you'd have the Terminites and the Plunkett Avenue. Yeah.
Who set it up, Denise? I don't remember.
I don't know who started it to begin with.
Because we had a bat and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had a bat and the ball. And, well, we were playing with the bat, and then remember we changed it to a tennis racket.
You could get a bit further with the racket, and it was a bit easier.
Oh, yeah, no, that was good crack. And rugby, do you remember the rugby?
I remember a short stint.
I don't think it lasted too long.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, stop. Do you remember the rugby?
No.
Do you not?
I can't remember the rugby.
We used to do Tarman versus Plunkett Avenue, and then Churchview came in on it, and it used to be Churchview versus Tarman or Plunkett Avenue. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that, Fleur?
I do. Well, now that you said it, it does kind of ring a bell, the rugby. Yeah. But I can't remember now playing it itself, but I remember, I remember there was a short stint of it.
Yeah.
Should be only diving on top of each other.
There's a lot of memories up that way, isn't there, really?
And then I remember Hares and Hounds. Now, that was a mental game.
That was
crazy.
We used to go into town and everything playing.
Because the lads, I think, used to go in home and leave us out looking for hours.
Yes, they did, Liz. And I remember, because for anyone that hasn't played Hares and Hounds, it was literally it was
two teams.
It wasn't even tip the can. No,
it was two teams.
Two teams. Someone was the Hares, someone was the Hounds. Yeah. And the Hound was chasing the Hare.
The Hares had to go and hide.
Exactly. Mm. And the Hounds had to find them.
Yeah.
Now, bear in mind, we had Tarman, Plunkett Avenue, the lawn and town. That was the area where you could hide. Now, can you imagine that today, going round to all the different back gardens, sheds, all in town, trying to find people?
You wouldn't know where to look.
It went on for hours.
Oh, yeah. We used to start, I'd say, without fail, we used to start at about...
As soon as we get in from school, do the homework, I think.
And out we went.
We were out. Yeah. Do you know?
Well, we were meant to go out, really.
Oh, the minute you were done, out you go.
Out
and don't come back till the lights are on.
Yeah.
And you better be back when the lights come on.
But you know what? Back then it was a lot safer.
Oh, and funner times, wasn't it? Like, you loved being out.
Oh, I loved it.
You go up Station Road, Tarman, Plunkett Avenue, you don't see no one
there's
out.
There's not a child.
And I always go on about it. Like, I always say, oh, isn't it shocking?
Sometimes you wouldn't even think the kids lived up there now.
Yeah. We never. I'd say our parents were buying us trainers every day of the week because we never left the road.
Mm. You'd never watch telly or you'd never. But it's sad, as you said, though, it was a lot safer back then.
It was. And there was less technology too.
Yeah. So you had no reason to be in.
You weren't allowed to have a tablet or a phone. Yeah.
There was none actually.
You'd be lucky to get to watch telly at the weekends or that. Yeah. But I remember, I think it was your house, Fizz, and with the Hares and Hounds. And I remember one night, you were the last ones. I don't know who it was. I'd nearly think it was you, Len.
I know it.
Because the pair of you now would be messing. And we were like, because everyone, I suppose, when you found people then, they had to be on your team. So they had to help you. So I couldn't find Fizz anyway. God, you know, around for ages. And here she was inside the house in the sitting room. I remember going in the back door, eating a sandwich.
I remember that.
And us out looking for 3 hours.
I remember that.
Fizz ain't getting her feed.
Oh, huh? That was funny.
And it must have been about 10 o'clock at night because last one to be found. Because I think the rule was you weren't allowed to hide in the house, but Fizz walked the room.
When you're hungry, you're hungry, Barb. Oh, I remember that.
Oh,
one,
I'd love to know who was with you. I'd say it was you, Les.
It could have been her.
Well, she wouldn't share her sandwich anyway.
Oh, great memories. And what else then down the out that area?
The NCF. Do you remember when they used to close at 6 o'clock and we'd jump over
from bags to bags?
And it was so funny. One day the two of us were in there jumping over.
And Damien Dooley. I remember Damien Dooley was there.
There was a few people. As soon as the gates shut, we jump over.
And
next of all, the sirens start going.
Stop. You didn't get locked
the
in.
Guards,
or something,
no, the guards came and we went running through the fields, Florence. It was so funny and it was so mucky.
We ended and up she coming hid, up at the train station, remember?
Yeah, you hid under a tree.
No, I stuck my head out.
You didn't. You were hiding under the bushes under the tree.
Oh, you stuck your head out.
And you were crying and shaking. The guard didn't care, Florence. He got his shoes all muck. That's all he cared about. I'm full of muck. And she was bawling, crying. Oh, and I couldn't console the laughing at her crying. It was so funny. Like, he didn't care. He was just telling us not to be in there. Like,
she was getting arrested.
She did. Everyone went running different directions. Because I could still
under the tree
to this day. Everyone went running different directions, bar me, her, and Damien Dooley. We said we'll go towards the train station because there's no way they're going to be there. And lo and behold, one of them stuck their head out, and the guard goes, "Come on out!"
Oh, stop.
Yeah. And his shoes full of muck.
Oh, stop.
And they gave us an escort back into town.
In the guard's car.
And Denise bawling in the back.
Yeah, because I thought I was going to get in trouble.
And did he drop you home? No,
I dropped us at Landis. I remember getting out at Landis.
That wasn't so bad. Yeah.
I said, "Drop me out here, please. Or my mother and father will found me."
Oh, God.
Oh, stop.
She'd be petrified.
Yeah.
And then in at the back of the NCF as well, the round bowl or the round bowls. Do you remember them?
The weed bit.
Yeah, the weed bit.
That was the toughest one.
Yeah.
If you could make it into that, you were away with it.
Yeah. If it was wet then on a wet day, you'd never get out if you went in.
No. But some of them were awful hard to get out of.
Yeah. And do you remember, was it Forticuts that used to live?
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember him?
And the green lady.
And we used to all be going home asking, could we bring food up to him?
I know.
Oh. Who was it that started about the green lady?
Probably someone, you.
No, definitely wasn't
me.
Oh,
you'd be petrified.
Yeah, someone said, remember there was three different rooms. Mm. They had just built onto NCF. Do you remember that? And there was three different rooms.
Yeah. And someone saw the green lady in there.
In there, yeah. And then you couldn't go in. Get out quick.
Else, the frog spawn or something, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah,
frog
there
spawn
was.
Up there in
the
swamps.
There was in the swamps. I remember that now that you say it, actually. How many was there?
I don't know. Was there six or something?
Three. And then the Weedwix was four.
But like we shouldn't have been in there at all.
No. What were they for?
Actually,
anyway?
We had no fear or nothing back then. Like,
I actually asked someone that was on the podcast, I can't remember who, and we were talking about that and I was like, what were they for? Because to us they were brilliant.
Yeah.
Like they were made for us to play in. But I think they were for grain or something that they used to put the feed into it or something like that.
Oh yeah, now that you say it, because there was a little hole at the bottom. Not a hole that you go down into, like, but
small
the
one.
Those were the days.
Oh, imagine, wouldn't you love to just have video footage back in the day
back then,
of what you were at?
Oh, it was brilliant.
And then swimming in Assie Linn.
Oh, well, sure, we spent our days out there, wasn't
it? The railway children, they used to call us.
Yeah, remember walking on the track sometimes and the train would be behind you.
Sure, we'd know what times the train would be.
Yeah.
You know, we were
and we used
wise,
money
like.
Down. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And get the money
get
flattened.
Get the train flattened. Oh, they were great. And then we ended up going out in the evening time having barbecues and all out there.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And who was it that was in swimming and the, Michelle McKillen it was. Remember, and the mink started chasing her down the river.
Denise.
I remember that. I think it was Michelle McKillen, and the mink was coming behind her down the water.
No, I can't.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember someone telling me that it was Michelle McKillen.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But sure, what we done to go for a swim?
I know.
And but sure, it was good time. It wasn't. It was
no
great
one ever
times.
Got hurt. No one. There was no harm.
No, we used to jump in at the. What did we use? The turds.
The turds and the seconds then and the baby area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Edlinburgh.
And we'd bring our food out for the day and I'm sure we had.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like when you think of it, we were let go.
Mm.
and not a care in the world if we went. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, but Mam used to go out with us as well, though. Like, do you know, she used to, she taught us how to swim out there, you know.
Imagine, though, if you ask anyone from Terman or Plunkett Avenue Station Road, where did you learn to swim? Nassie Lynn.
Yeah. And you'd fill the bottle with stones and water and throw it in, do you remember, and dive in for it.
That's right.
They were simple games, like, we used to. Yeah, good times.
And it was packed.
Yeah. Oh,
wait. Mm. And we used to be raging. The more people then that start coming from other areas.
Remember, we used to say to the ones in Churchview, this is our land.
Yeah.
What are you doing out here? This is our
land.
And then we used to go down to the floodgates, wasn't it?
Yeah, the floodgate.
Yeah. And then someone said there was a hole or something. Don't go over there. There's a hole. It'll pull you down.
Yeah. Because people used to jump off. Because it was real slippy, if you remember. Yeah. There was like moss.
Yeah.
People used to jump down. And yeah, they were saying there was a swallowing hole.
Yeah.
Mm. But that was nice for the younger kids. Because I remember you'd have all the, it was really shallow. So you'd actually sit in and... Oh God, but it seemed like the summers were never ending back then. Like they'd be so long and hot.
So much to do. Do you know what I mean? With so much and nothing to worry about either.
Like. No. Like you'd have no memories of inside. It'd all be outside.
It'd be outside, Marbles, playing marbles.
Do you remember that?
Playing curbs.
Yeah, I remember the marbles. You were really good at marbles, Denise.
I was cheating, that's why.
I remember she was
was the boss of everyone with the marbles, that one.
She was.
This is how you play now. And this is what we'll do now.
We used to play outside people's houses.
Yeah.
Into the manhole thing, wasn't it? Yeah.
And then there were some holes that were better than others.
Yeah.
So you'd have to be out.
You'd have a bit of a flow on
to get the right. Because the plate everywhere would be full of kids. Like.
And you'd do a quick and you'd be like, oh, that one's taken, that one's taken.
Winner then.
Yeah. What was the big ones called?
The American Thaws.
Oh, that was it.
Was it?
And the pearls.
And the pearls.
The pearls.
They were the best ones, I think, from the small ones.
Yeah, the pearls were worth like, was it 20 crystals or something?
Something like that, wasn't it?
Because the crystals were worth nothing, really. Yeah. They were the
tinier ones.
Then you had the Thaws. And the pearls were the best.
They were the best,
yeah. But there was the big, huge ones. What did we get them? Where did the Thaws fly?
I think Thaws was the big ones.
Oh, I think we were all fighting for them once.
Mm. And where did we buy them? Was the
Better Buys?
I think Better Buys had them. Yeah.
Better Buys.
Oh, they were brilliant.
And they did do them, you know, a few years ago.
Mm.
They were still doing them, but nobody was kind of out playing with them.
And you had your marble bag, then you'd have them all, and you'd be rooting in
your
bag.
Your
little
pouch, your bum bag full of them.
Stop.
And you'd be like, then I'm down to my last one.
Let me win.
Oh, and you'd be like, going home then with nothing in the bag.
Oh, stop.
Oh, we've spent hours playing marbles.
Yeah.
Remember there was a really good hole down further Tarman, round where Pauline O'Rourke lives, kind of there.
I remember playing outside mine and Casey's, Pauline O'Rourke.
Mm.
And Dan Walsh's. Used to be another one.
We were playing up there.
But there was one across from Stan.
Around where John Dennehy lived.
There was one there. Mm. And then there was one up
where Jean McPherson lives.
Yeah,
that one there. We used to play in.
Yeah, oh, girls.
And you just lift it up and away you go. Yeah. And remember sometimes then the marbles that get stuck at the back. You'd have to try and get it around the front.
Oh, stop.
And you only had one shot or something, wasn't it?
It might go.
Because there was none in Tarman. It was all Plunkett Avenue, wasn't it?
Yeah. But I think because Tarman was kind of too many cars were coming up and down at the time.
And back then as well, I suppose, Joe Simons wasn't even open in the early days. So it was Candon's Field back then, or Candon's Warehouse.
Yeah.
So there wasn't as much traffic. You didn't have Tupper Pork
then.
You didn't have those little houses now on the way, on the turn up to Plunkett Avenue. Yeah. They weren't there.
That's
so it was really quiet. Used
to be, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it was much quieter than it is now.
Yeah.
And then, as well as the marbles, we used to play curbs.
Oh, stop.
Remember curbs?
That was great.
Mm.
You used to throw the ball and then you take a step, was it?
If you hit the curb, I think it was.
Try and catch
it. The ball.
Yeah, and then the closer you get, the more you could get.
Yeah.
And I think when you got to 100, then you'd change sides or something.
Something we used to think of.
Yeah, they were brilliant. And then Plunkett Avenue, Tarman, oh God, we had such good crack at Halloween as well, didn't we?
Oh,
All dressed up in black bags.
And we were
happy out. Yeah. There was no costumes back then.
Into Better Price for the plastic mask. Yeah. And you'd be sweating going around.
And the fake fingers. The fake teeth.
And the teeth.
The big teeth. And the fake blood if you were lucky.
But you know, everyone was kind of dressed the same bar the mask. Mm. Everyone had a black bag on.
Yeah. Mm. And it was better.
Yeah.
And there was no buckets for your sweets either.
No.
It was a bag.
Plastic bag. Yeah. And you'd be going round and you'd try and get one. You remember if you got one bag full, you'd be back to the house. And you'd be going round.
And you knew the houses that gave the best sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I remember poor old Mrs. Flynn down Station Road. She always baked buns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she'd give you like a homemade little queen cake or something. Oh, my God.
And Kishy Shannon got, you know, God love her. She used to give us 5p. She used to throw money into the bank.
She did not, did she?
Yeah.
Lynn Regan used to give a big bag with loads of bars, sweets. And, you know, she'd always have a bag full.
The way they're kind of done now. Mm. Is the way she used to have them.
But back then that was so unusual.
Yeah.
Because you just, somehow you got the apple or the orange.
Yeah. Or the peanuts.
Or the peanuts.
The monkey nuts.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you'd know the house to go to. Yeah. You'd be like, did you go there yet? Did you go there yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. But people were so nice to us back then in terms of like they were genuinely just, even I remember we used to play cakes down the lawn. So we used to get, I don't know, did you ever play that? But we used to get slates from the rocks and we used to put sand on them and we'd decorate them as cakes. Right. And we used to set up a shop selling these cakes. But I remember one day, I think it was Micheál Rush Tasty was coming up from town, the back way, the lawn way. We were like, will you buy a cake from us? And I think he gave us a pound or something.
And that was a lot back then.
Oh my God. Sure, we were thinking he was joking, like, until he took it out of his pocket and gave us the pound. And straight down to Christy Wynn's then, I suppose, to get sweets. But like, people were so good.
Yeah.
I suppose they were used to seeing kids out and about and, you know, they were so good to us.
Yeah. You wouldn't see that nowadays.
We used to love Tom Lloyd coming down, having the chats with us on the bench. Do you remember that?
Poor Tom.
Yeah.
And didn't he wear a hat, Leslie?
He did. Yeah.
I saw a picture of him actually recently on, was it People and Places or page?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And what else from up around there then, girls? Bonfire Night was another one.
Well, that was down the lawn, wasn't it?
That was down the lawn.
Yeah.
Remember, there was a committee and they'd go
around.
And we'd
have our bag of sweets, wasn't it?
Yeah. And they'd have a little table set up and you could get your lemonade.
Wasn't that Jane's often that organised that?
Jane was in on that,
I think so.
And it was brilliant because everybody got the same thing. You got your sweets and it gathered people down there and you were down there then all night. I have a vague memory of, I think, Richard Connolly next door. He wanted to send down tyres or something. But anyway, whatever was to be had was... The lads used to just get it and just throw it down.
Yeah. And it'd come down. I think some of the furniture and all used to go in.
Yeah, and it'd all come down. Brilliant. It was brilliant. And then there'd be a competition to see who had the biggest bonfire between.
Church View.
Forest View.
And then they stopped doing it in Tarman, didn't they? The nearest one then was Machmoyne. Mm. I remember going to that one. Mm. Oh, it was brilliant.
It was a shame though, that again, but I suppose people were...
It's dwindled out as well.
It's not the same.
No.
Now it's more commercial in terms of they only have them really outside pubs and things that. And, you know.
Sad to
We'll have to bring it all back.
Yeah.
And then just some random ones here now. The disco was in Ballinagar. We won't go too much into this now. We don't want to get anyone in trouble. But I remember, sure, I suppose back then we had no phones or anything, obviously. So I remember we used to wait for the Roscommon Hurl to come out.
Yeah.
And to see when it was on. That's the only way we'd know whether Ballinagar was on.
And
we got the bus, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. It'd take you about an hour and a half to get up on the bus. It'd be going so slow.
And then as we got a bit older then, we used to sneak our little naggins into the pocket.
Yeah.
Don't be looking at me. You've done it as well. Look, little Miss Innocent here beside me. She she I'd was never pulling do the such vodka a thing. Coke on the back.
Listen,
oh my
like,
God.
I never took part in that.
Yeah, she knows Phil will be listening. She said that she was innocent.
Mum and Dad, I never did it.
Oh, and then getting up, sure, it was like a cattle mart with all the buses coming in from all the different places.
Stop. Every direction it came from.
We used to all wear skirts.
In. Oh, stop. And the tearaways, remember them? And I remember.
And the wedge boots are like the high platform ones, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were the Spice Girl days.
Yes.
And I remember there was a phase as well where everyone was wearing O'Neill's tracksuit bottoms, the navy ones, and they had the little zips up the sides, and then you'd wear like a string top with it.
I know now, just getting away from that, but you remember in school, it was only when she mentioned the Spice Girls, do you remember Kimberly Clay?
Oh, yeah.
And she used to have us all out there to be Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Didn't she?
Oh, we were obsessed with the Spice Girls.
And they were big back then, though.
She was our choreographer.
Yeah, we were learning the dances
and then
everything.
We went out to her house and everything.
We all knew the dance moves and everything. I thought
Florence was Posh Spice. She's Denise. Love you, Denise. She was, you were. And Bernie, because Bernie.
And you were definitely Scary Spice.
No, I was Ginger.
Oh, yeah.
She actually was. But Kimberly then, she was Scary Spice.
She was scary, Because remember, she used to, I could still picture it. You know where that cubbyhole is in the school? She used to have us in there.
We'd be learning the moves. Yeah. Bernie was Baby Spice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then to get more practice in, she invited us out to dance.
Yeah. Practice for what? Like? Stuff. And I think we actually entered a couple of busking competitions.
We did. Yeah. I remember on the Crescent. Oh, anyways.
My God. I would love to have a photo of that.
Oh, that was funny back then.
And you'd have the...
I only remembered it when she said about Spice Girls.
Yeah.
That's how I remembered
it. Oh, the Spice Girls were massive back then.
Oh.
And what else then about Balnagar? Remember, did you listen to... The power hour.
And you'd record
requests.
You'd record with your tape.
Yeah. I remember occasionally then there'd be, there's a request in for the boy girls from such and such. And you'd be like, oh my God. Because that's the only way you could communicate.
Oh, stop.
Was it Mike Mulvihill was your man's name?
Yeah. God, you've great memory, Flora.
And then we went from Balnagar to Mohill.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And the girls stopped doing it. Did you ever go to Mohill?
Yeah.
Les isn't giving too much away on that.
Phil's listening.
I think I went once, like, I remember Balnagar, but I don't remember much from Mohill. I remember Balnagar more so.
And it was a three, I don't know how much it was to get in, was it £3 or something? Three for the bus, and it was £6.
I don't think money was the problem back then. We just wanted to go.
Yeah.
No matter how much it was.
Yeah. Great memories.
Yeah. I remember one time we were going, the guards came on the bus.
They'd be searching.
Yeah. Oh, the Naggins were well gone at that stage.
But remember, even the town was absolutely jammed before we'd get on the bus. Like everybody walking around town. You'd meet in town first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them memories there we won't go into.
Yeah.
But good crack.
Yeah.
And what else then? The Gala Festivals and the Murray's Amusements. Good crack with them as well.
Yeah. Gala Festival, was that the beat on the street? They used to have the beat on the street. Oh, yeah. That was brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They were great times. Yes.
That was brilliant. Yeah. I don't know why they ever done away with that. Because that used to bring the crowd out.
Oh, my God. I remember the crowds that used to come in. Like people used to come on holidays for it as well.
Yeah. And they used to have it down at the Well one night. Down on the bridge another night, and on the Crescent was the finale night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
And there was no, we weren't old enough to be drinking back then.
Oh, no.
But we used to go down, not really,
wink,
not legally anyway. But everyone was in. There was no thing on age. Like the young people were in, the older people from the pubs, everyone just used to mix.
Yeah.
And I remember one year, because I loved Blind Date. Oh my God, I love the programme Blind Date, Cilla Black. And I remember one year they had a blind date set up on the Crescent.
Did you enter it?
No, I was watching, Fizz. I was only about 10 now, and you calm down. But I remember they had a Donegal fella was actually on the real blind date, and he came down to Boyle then, of course, and made an appearance.
Well, I think I remember that now, actually, yeah. That you mention it. He was a redheaded fella.
Yes.
I remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was like a character, kind of. Yeah. He was joking and laughing, but he was your man anyway that was looking for a date. And then they had three people doing it. Oh, my God. It was brilliant.
Yeah, I remember that. But we were more than 10, Florence.
Well, I was a little bit more than 10. I still wasn't on the act looking for a date, though. But the amount of organising that went into it, I suppose. Like, when you're young, you don't be thinking about that. But looking at it now, it must have taken some organisation.
And, you know, that's probably why now half of the... Because there's not as many pubs either as there was back then,
no,
isn't there?
But it's the insurance fees as well. Like, it's so hard now. Rules and regulations. And you can't do this and you can't do that.
So you can't even drink on the street now, can't you?
No. I remember they used to have the glow up things as well. You'd get them around your neck.
Wrists. Oh, I remember that.
Mm. But like back then.
Put them in the freezer.
Yeah, put them in the, the glass longer. Yeah. But back then, even there was, remember people used to come with their stalls and you could buy all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like it was a massive setup.
It was like a big festival.
It was.
Mm. I think it went on for a week, didn't it?
Oh, it was, yeah. The weekends then were the biggest, as you said. There was music and, oh, I love them times.
Yeah.
Funny looking at the back.
I know.
And obviously then, let's talk sweets for a minute. So Christy Wins and Bob Fares obviously was the... Bob Fares before Christy Wins, I think, was when we were very young. But you used to go in and some of the sweets then, you get the Jawbreakers.
Yeah.
And your mum, of course, Les, so she worked in Christy
Wins.
And
Teresa, were in Christy's,
And it was like an episode of The Unbelievable.
Yeah.
How much is that? How much is that? Well, how much do you have? Poor Phil and Teresa, their hearts be broken.
Yeah.
Well, how much do you have? Oh, 10p.
Yeah, sure, give me what you have.
Yeah, and you'll be like, can I get one of them and two of them? No, you don't have enough.
And the aniseed balls. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The Jawbreakers. And then you had the, remember the...
The Frosties.
The Fat Frogs, the ice creams.
Yeah.
Do you remember them?
Oh, yeah.
The licorice then. And down the back then you'd have the little bits, the strawberries and the eating paper and all that kind of stuff.
My favourite now was the blackjacks.
Yeah.
And the sour apples.
The sour apples were lovely.
There's no shops like that though now.
You know,
with the old fashioned jars of sweets.
Do you know where you nearly have to go is Westport. There's one in Westport. You can go in and get a quarter of that and things like that. It's a lovely shop actually.
Well, no, I'm going to Westport, Florence, just for a jar of sweets.
No, you might just. I brought Mam. It was the opposite when I brought Mam there about a year ago into the sweet shop. Well, she was like a child. I think I'll get that. And I was like, no, ma'am, you're not having that. Pick one thing.
Yeah, it's so not as cheap as was years ago.
She was on her sugar overload. I was like, pick one thing now. You're not getting everything.
Oh, stop.
But Phil and Teresa had some patience.
Oh,
yeah. Mm. Oh, they were there years, weren't they?
Years, yeah.
And there'd always be great crack with them.
Oh, and the stories they used to tell us all, floor stop.
Roaring, laughing.
They'd be baiting the counter like laughing kind of thing.
Yeah. And then, of course, the bookies was next door. So there was always traffic side of the town.
That's right. Now, that's
the
bookies
where Philippa's
there. Used to be.
Yeah. And when you'd walk in, I think when you'd walk in, they had the long things, you know, those beady things, and you had to walk through those.
You're right.
And there was like a of the door then behind you. But of course, everyone was smoking inside back then. So it was
Do you remember it?
I do. Mm. And all the newspapers, either side, and it was a very small place, but it was always packed.
So that side of the town was there was great activity down there.
But look how many places have closed.
I know, it's sad to see, isn't it?
It's a shame,
but hopefully it'll come back now, and your girls will get to enjoy hopefully some of the things. We'll have to get a committee going and get the Gala Festival going again.
Get it back up and running.
And then, oh God, okay, we'll move on to working in the chipper then. We'll skip a few years.
Oh, God.
We had some crackers.
Oh, stop.
We were like a big family, Fleur.
We were, weren't we? Yeah.
And you know what? It was a place you could work.
That you wanted you to leave, go to work.
And then you'd be, and Mary would always take you back.
Welcome you back.
Yeah. That's it. Like Mary was like more like a mother.
Yeah. She was.
Than a boss.
We were her
like,
little chicks. But that's it. Like perfect name.
Yeah.
like you could even go and talk to her about anything. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not just saying that now, Fleur, because you're married.
No,
to
but
her
you
son,
could.
But
you could. Like, though, like, you know, it was. And then what were the shifts? 12 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to close. And we'd always try and get the 5 to 10 together, wouldn't we?
Of course she would, Les can only do 5 to 10.
Can we swap? Someone do 12 to 5 for me and I'll do 5 to 10
and
for you.
I don't think there was any work ever done with me and Les.
I'm sorry, I done the work. No, I worked, I'm sorry now.
Yeah, you worked eating, did you?
No, what were you doing?
Stop.
Oh, it was great crack though.
I loved working there.
Yes.
Now, there's some things you could say and some things we won't say, but
the stuff we've seen.
And even the customers coming in back then, people had more patience and things like that, you know.
You
had the crack with the customers.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember we used to leave at like 6 in the morning? Just after Cleo, the Vol come out with Cleo's.
And the birds would be singing, but we used to love it like.
Yeah, you didn't mind like, you know.
And you were exactly to go out and remember
clean
the rubbish, and you'd be like, I'll go out and do it tonight. She'd be mad to get a nose about who's lying around and who's left in town.
Oh, stop.
And then maybe there'd be some stragglers outside then, and sure, when we were
looking
going home,
Mary
would be bringing us home, and they'd be like, any chance of a lift?
Yeah.
And we'd be like, no, you know, we'd be delighted to be getting home. Mm. Oh yeah, any chicken.
Cook whatever you want there now, girls. Yeah. We nearly used to put on.
But surely you remember some nights we'd finish at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, say, even during the week. There was two people on the late shifts back then, even. I should be there till 4 o'clock chatting.
Yeah.
You know, and we'd have a snack
all
box.
All of us
gone
upstairs and chatting away. Yeah. Like.
And we used to all pull the piss out of each other. Do you remember the night you rang me?
What?
I can still remember it.
What?
And you said, Denise, you need to come back into the chipper. It was around Halloween because I can.
What did I do?
You rang me and you said, you must have been on with this one because it only take you. Denise, you need to come back into the chipper. You're after leave. I forget what it said. Did I leave something on and burn something or something? But I needed to come back anyway. So I was like, for God's sake. So back in. And there you were with the big old woman's mask on. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
I nearly
the bald one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I nearly lost me life.
Oh, yeah. I think he went into Launtus with that on as well, and everyone was terrified.
It was an old man's mask, and I remember I put on a long black coat.
It was so realistic.
And I was running after you.
And do you remember we went down to the bookies then and knocked on the door? And Mary, I think Mary Flynn was in there, and you knocked on the window, and poor Mary, terrified.
I think you did that. Like,
It was you.
Oh, we had some crack with that. And poor old Patricia McNamara then.
She was part of the family too, wasn't she in there?
She kept us company when there was no one there.
Yeah. Much as we were keeping her company, she was keeping us company as well.
Yeah.
I remember, she was a stickler for time as well. I remember one time, you know, you'd be working at 12 o'clock and Patricia, bless her, she'd have it down. She'd have the shifts down of who's working what and, you know. And of course, I was 2 or 3 minutes late like I always was. Next thing, knock on the door. Opened the door. There was Patricia. Florence, you're meant to be in since 12. And I says, Patricia, I'm just on the way out the door now.
God love her.
The poor old devil.
She's making sure you wouldn't get in trouble.
Good old memories too.
I loved it in there.
Yeah.
I loved it. So many memories.
Would you go back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in a heartbeat, definitely. Yeah.
Mary does actually say, I think she met you in Centra one day, Les, and she was like, I met Leslie, and Leslie says, if the chipper ever opens again, she'll be back.
Sure, we were there from when we were young.
Mm.
Like, I remember.
You got me the job there actually with Mary when I was 16.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, we were really young when we started there. Mm. And you know what? Like, whether you were 16, 17, she gave you a job.
Yeah.
Whether it be out in the back doing the ketchup filling the ketchup bottles or whatever, you know, or doing spuds or whatever. She always found something for you to do.
Well, she was responsible for so many people getting their first job because back then, you know, there was few places that would accept.
Exactly.
That was my first job.
Yes. Oh, mine. Yeah. I remember I was 14 when I started. Yeah.
Imagine.
And she was great then because she had a few pounds then to go and go to disco. Like,
you know, you had
you didn't
own.
Have to be relying on anyone.
And if the disco was on and you were waiting for your wage, oh, Mary.
Yeah.
Any and she would advance on
like,
the wages.
She,
and
she would. Like, you know, she'd...
Yeah, she was so good. Yeah. But then as you said as well, we all got on so well. Yeah. So it was like just, you know, everything worked out.
Yeah.
The great old days.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then old movies, girls. Do you remember any of the old movies? I remember like The Sandlot Kids. Do you remember that one? Stand By Me?
Yeah.
Annie.
I used to watch that.
I used to love Matilda. Saturday nights. We'd go to your house for a movie every Saturday night.
Did you? Oh.
Yeah. Do you remember you'd go down and get a video every Saturday night and we'd be up in your house watching the video?
Go to McDonald's.
Yeah. And then Extra Vision at the time then when McDonald's was gone. Do you remember tonight we stayed in your house? Me and you, and we wanted to go into town for some.
And we snuck out the window. Mama, sorry.
Not the top window.
No. No, the bottom window. We stayed in Jared's old room, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why did you have to say that?
Because they're memories. Like,
we were starving with the hunger. Yeah. Not that Mam didn't feed us, like, but.
But it was so late that she wouldn't have let us go into town. So we snuck out the window. I think we got back without her noticing.
And where did she go? Into the shop, wasn't
it? The Tripper, wasn't it?
Yeah, into Tripper, into town.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, stop. And do you remember then we were out everyone wanted to get a suntan. Do you remember that?
Mm.
And do you remember, I remember being in your back garden and I put a fried egg.
Denise, you did
and
not.
Baby oil. Oh. And I burnt to crisp.
And her red as it is now. Oh, my God.
Well, I was never going to get a tan. Like. Do you remember Sheen came on holidays with us, right? Remember to Lanzarote.
And the baby oil.
No, we didn't use baby oil. Me and you went with Nicola.
Oh, we put no sun cream on.
Oh, as soon as we got there, Flora.
You got scalded.
Sure, we thought we were still in Ireland, like, with the sun.
And we were out there, I'd say, for about 3 hours. And we came back in and I said, sure, we never got a colour at all.
We couldn't
We were walking like John Wayne the next day.
Oh, girls, he got scalded.
Yeah, and Nicola brought us for babysitting, huh? Mm. Some babysitters. She was looking after us.
Don't put that in.
Oh, still.
No, I'm just saying.
No, it was good crack. Yeah. Everyone listen, wear your sun cream.
Yeah. Factor 50.
And where'd she go today? Spain, was it?
Lanzarote, yeah. Mm. Oh, it was brilliant.
Mm. The two babysitters.
Oh, yeah.
Some babysitters, huh?
We can't look after ourselves.
And then to follow on from the films, the programmes on a Saturday night, do you remember? I remember you had Baywatch first at about 6 o'clock. Then you had Gladiators.
Yeah, I loved that.
Oh, loved it. And then you had Blind Date after that.
Yeah, I remember them.
Mm.
And then on a Sunday then, it was School Around the Corner, Glenroe and bed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as Glenroe was over, it was up the stairs.
Yeah, you wouldn't even get to stay up for the 9 o'clock headlines. No. You'd be like, that's it. Yeah. And if you didn't have the homework done by then, you were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we still got homework at the weekends, didn't we?
I can't remember, Flora.
I think
we did.
I can't
remember.
Not like today,
No, sure, they don't get it now on Friday, don't they?
No.
And I remember in McDonald's, you know, when you'd get the videos, you had to rewind them back and all of that before you gave them back. Yeah. Mm. That was before the day of the DVDs.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Mm. We had a good few videos, though. I remember, I don't know, did we tape them from the telly or something? You had to.
Well, you could tape,
you could tape over things. And we put the stickers on then of what was
called.
Sure, it was magical even renting a video back then.
Yeah.
And then if you didn't bring it back, you were fine.
It was in the orange case, wasn't it? The orange.
And it would go higher and higher and higher. And then it got to a stage where like, sure, I may as well keep it now.
Yeah. I'd say that's why it closed down. All the videos were gone.
Yeah. I remember when a new one came out, they might only have two copies of it or something.
Yeah.
And they'd have the... that have the sticker on it or something saying on loan or something. And then you'd be like, oh, crap, we missed it. You'd have to be down early.
Yeah. And then you had extra vision. It didn't last long, didn't it? No,
no, but extra vision was magic too in its time because they had such a variety of places or DVDs to rent. Yeah. Remember going down on a Friday night like that when you'd finish in the chipper at 10 o'clock because they opened, I think, till half 10 or 11, didn't they?
Yeah, I think at the weekend, Friday they opened till late and Saturday, I think, was late. Mm. Every other night it closed early.
Mm. It's hard to believe now, considering the way things are with like streaming and Netflix and all of that. But back then, that's all we had.
Yeah.
And I think that's it, girls. Is there anything else? That's all on my list anyway from my old memories. Is there anything else you can remember that you'd like to talk about?
No, I don't think so.
No, I think you've covered all, Flora.
And if you want to dive into, no.
No.
You have enough said, Liz.
Yeah.
But it's great now because your girls are friends, aren't they?
Yeah. Now, Sasha's getting that little bit older. Like, Kendra's in third class, Sasha's in sixth.
Yeah.
So, they're going.
But it's nice that they are friends like that. It's same as us, like, grown ups. Lovely to see, like, you know.
And they're still close enough in age that they can be. I think there's a gap, you see, no more than, say, my nieces, Kayla and Megan.
Yeah.
There was a time where they were very close. And then there was a short period where they were into different things. And, like, Kayla was seen as so much younger and Megan so much older.
Yeah.
But then when they get to a certain age again,
I think they'll click back in
because they'll be all into the same things again.
Yeah. Sure, look at Denise. She's 40 and I'm only what?
And you're still the best.
And we're still besties.
I don't think we've ever had an argument.
Oh, stop.
No, I don't think we ever
had. No, even when you burnt your hand. We're still made it through.
Yeah.
Sure, we live together, work together.
Yeah.
You live together, work together is right. Mm. And... because obviously you would have been friends from since you were toddlers, nearly.
I'd say you were probably about six.
Mm.
And I'd say I was about...
even younger, because I remember going to Granny Campbell's.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, picking the rhubarb down there, like, and visiting Granny and my granny would have been really good friends. Yeah. It's crazy, yeah.
And where did your granny live then, Les?
In where mum and dad live now. Yeah.
Ah, so they were great.
So
friends.
Granny Campbell is where Tracy is now.
Mm.
So a few doors down.
Mm.
And we used to always go in.
And we'd always,
Remember, used to give us the seaweed, as I do call it, to Dilsk.
Mm.
Do you remember that?
I can't remember that. I remember the rhubarb, her growing the rhubarb out in the garden.
Yeah. No, it was like seaweed. I call it seaweed.
I have no memory of that, but I remember people were talking about it recently there on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
And they were saying your man used to sell it down at the bridge and people were on about it as well.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, funny enough, I hadn't seen it in years. And then my granny had it the other day in the walker.
Oh, right.
And the smell of it. Oh,
gosh. And you just said,
Eat it raw. Pure salty. It's like seaweed. That's why I call it seaweed.
What was the stuff we used to get down the lawn and eat? Cookie Sally or something, wasn't that what it's called?
The leaves.
Remember the leaves? Remember you could eat them and they were soury kind of.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
about
them.
Maybe we weren't meant to be eating them.
We ate the good banana.
No wonder we had cramps.
Oh, stop.
That's right. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
And we'd be stung by the nettles then, rubbing the dock leaves on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you were lucky then, there'd be a few blueberries or raspberries. And they weren't even properly grown, but you'd still be picking them and eating them.
Those were the days.
Mm. Remember Roscoe then had an apple tree.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Apple tree, that's right.
Yeah.
Will you give us an apple, Roscoe? Oh, wait now, let's see Strani ripe and he dare try and pull them off the
drink. I know. And us waiting and we'd eat as many as we got of them.
And the ones then out sweet.
Felton, where was that? The orchard out there.
Out of Fungies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuart, no, was that Fungies? No.
Before, you used to have to cross the bridge out there.
Was it?
I remember it was a good bit out.
Yeah.
Was it Stuart's orchard?
Yes, I think you're right.
Was it?
That was a good way out, though.
Yeah.
You'd go there if you couldn't get any off Roscoe.
stop.
Yeah. Well, girls, thank you so much for your
thank
time.
Thank you for having us now. Yeah. It was nice to chat.
We have. And it's great to see friends so many years later and many years to come. As people were saying, I was telling some of them, Megan and that you were coming on, they were like, them two should have their own program.
You never know, Flora.
Maybe this will be the start of it.
Well, that's it, Flora. Yeah.
So thanks a million, girls.
All right, thank you, Flora. Thank you.